Zayin Tammuz, 20th of June, Rabbi Shlomo Klein, Shema after Nacht.
There's a difference between Mariv and Krishma. Mariv, one could daven from as early as Plag, which Plag is halfway between Mincha Ketana, which is Mincha Ketana Nacht, which is basically an hour and three quarters before Shkia, Plag. But Krishma, you have to wait till Nacht. You have to wait till Tzitzak, Yechavim, until there's three stars.
Right.
What's the difference between why Mariv can you start davening earlier on, and Krishma you have to wait till late, till Nacht? So the reason is given like this. Mariv means Erev, evening. Evening is not necessarily Nacht. Evening is ready when it's coming towards Nacht. It's also good enough. So from Plag, it's ready, even before Shkia, it's ready. It's really called evening. It's really coming towards Nacht. Shema, the Pasuk says, B'shoch b'cha of kumecha. B'shoch b'cha means when you go to sleep, when you lie down. So that people go to sleep, the normal time a person goes to sleep is Nacht. Therefore, Krishma, you have to wait for Nacht. Mariv, you can daven already from Plag. In fact, it's very interesting. Historically, it seems that all over the world, they always daven Mariv early. Everywhere. The Yerushalmi, which is in Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, talks about davening early. It says, we minhageinu to daven early. So you see that in all the way back to the times of the Amiraim, in Eretz Yisrael, they davened Mariv before Nacht. Rashi lived in France. The second Rashi of Sechas Brachos says, Masha onu mispalin arvit mi plag amencha. Clearly Rashi davened Mariv early. Tosfos, Rabbi Tam and the Ri. Also, Bali Tosfos living in France, they davened Mariv early. The Ritva, who lived in Spain, he says, our minhag is to daven Mariv early. So it seems to be that over the generations, all over the world, they were all davening Mariv early. I read an explanation on why they were all davening Mariv early. Because they had their shuls out of town. The shuls were out of town. And there were no street lights. So for them to go out and get a daven Mariv out to leave the town, and go to daven Mariv in the dark was something which was a very difficult thing to do. So what they did was, when it was still light, they would daven Mincha and Mariv, and then we'll come home. In fact, Nusach Sfad say Shir HaMaalot before Mariv, and also some Ashkenazi Shekelos also say Shir HaMaalot. I believe Munks does, says Shir HaMaalot before Mariv. Where's that minhag land from? It's because so many people daven Mincha, Mariv, one after another, before Nacht. So some people say Mishnah is between, some people say a little halacha between, something to differentiate. This was Mincha, now it's Mariv. So the minhag was to say a few psukim, Shir HaMaalot, with a couple, with a few tefillahs for Yeshua, Shem Yeshua, whatever it is, the different psukim they say. And that was the differentiation between Mincha and Mariv. So the minhag olam always was, across a big part of the world, daven Mincha and Mariv early, daven Mariv before Nacht.
What
did they share Mariv with something Mariv late? No, so what happened was, just when people started davening Mariv later, the share Mariv got carried with, discontinued along.
How does they say share Mariv?
On Mitzvah Shabbos,
they don't say. No, in summer, because Shabbos only did Mariv, Shabbos did Belelos.
Oh yeah? Okay.
So you meant the Belelos, so
it's not Belelos.
They start with Rachman, they start with
Rachman. Oh well, so that's it.
In many shuls in Eretz Yisrael, they have to wait 10 minutes. They have a 10 minute
break. They have a 10 minute break, yeah. So we can talk about what break you have to have. We'll talk about that in a second.
In monks, they don't say Shir HaMaalot when it's straight after
Midrash.
They only say Shir HaMaalot
when it's Midrash. So have a look. I'll tell you what. I'll give you the Maror Mochem. There's a book called Shor Shem in Hage Ashkenaz. That's where I saw this idea. It's all...
They're authentic.
They're authentic. But that's what it says in Shor Shem. That's where I saw this idea. Yeah, over these, a lot of these Minhagim over the years developed and... What happened was, especially when they moved from one country to another, and which one stuck, which one didn't. al kaponim. The actual zman of Maariv is machlekes Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanon say that you have to actually wait till nacht, and Rabbi Yehuda paskens from plaga mincha. I read an interesting story that one time the Kleidberger Rebbe, Zechon Tzadli Ubracha, was once in, used to do, go to Kvarim and Davin. So one day he went to Davin by the Kvarim of the Tanoim. So he went, he davened, went up north. He lived in Netanya, went up north, davened. Down by the Kvarim, came back. The next day he turns to his Gabba and says, "Your Gabba, we're going again. We've got to go to Rabbi Yehuda's cave this time. But we're leaving really early." So he says, "Rebbe, we've just been. Yeah, we're going. Megayan Lachamu. Okay? So they're going again." So they went to the cave of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Eloi, which is Stam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. And he went down by his cave and came home. After he came home, the Rebbe gathered the people who went with him on the Nasir and he said, "I'll explain to you. Rabbi Yehuda paskens that you can daven mincha till plag, and from then you daven Maariv. You can't daven mincha after plag, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because the changeover when it comes to Erev is plag. So mincha is for the afternoon. From plag is ready Erev. You can't daven mincha anymore. So it's a man of Maariv. Rabbanon paskens that you can go till with mincha, and from nacht you daven Maariv. We yesterday were by Rabbi Yehuda's cave and we davened mincha, not just after plag, we davened after shkia. So by Rabbi Yehuda's his cave, we're davening after shkia. It's a bizarre, that's not his shitta. So we had to go back to Ibn Beitin to ask Mechila. That's why we went another time to ask Mechila for Rabbi Yehuda. And the tikkun was we davened mincha before plag. That's why we went a second time. Now, the interesting thing is, very rarely do we have in halacha that the Gemara is not machriya who we pass connect. Or you end up, halachas like the rabbi, halachas like, there's halachas like Kibbutz Mechaber, all different rules of how we paskin. But here, by this machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, where the mincha ends by plag, or ends by nacht, where the maariv starts by plag, or starts by nacht, the Gemara says, to ovid kamar ovid, to ovid kamar ovid. If you do like Rabbi Yehuda, you're okay. If you do like Rabbanon, you're okay. Which is very, it's a musuk. In halacha, in bale halacha, in Rabbanus, such an idea, it plays a big role. What does it mean? Who's halacha like? What did you do? What you want one day, one. So the machaber says, as long as you don't do stirus. It's a big shayla, what's called a stirus. So on one day, you can't do both. You can't have a mincha after plag and story down Maariv. Because then you're doing mincha like Rabbanon and Maariv like Rabbi Yehuda. That you can't do. The question is, one day to another, the minhag olam is not to be makbid. To do one day, as long as it's not tied to the sasri, that means one, you're doing that both in one day, then you're okay. There are those who've been, you know, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda man, I'm a Rabbanon man. Okay, but the minhag olam is, as long as it's not on one day, it's okay. But it's still, it's a debatable point that it shouldn't be a tire to the sasri. Now, the big question, with the Rishonim all talk about this, okay, so you've davened Maariv from plag. So you've done Maariv early, that's great. You've done Maariv early, you'll have to do it. That's the minhag olam, everything's great. The problem is, you haven't been able to Krishna. Because Krishna needs nach, b'shoch b'chol. So okay, that shouldn't be a problem either. Because what you'll do is, later on, before you go to bed, you'll say Krishna. And that'll be after nach. In fact, Rashi says that Krishna ala mito is meant for that. Because the minhag olam was done early. So say Krishna ala mito, and then you've got your Krishna. So you have to say all three parashas and Peseda. The problem is, Tosis doesn't like that. Krishna uses Krishna ala mito. He says, Krishna ala mito, you say mifnei mazikim, so Yerushalmi, but you say in order that you shouldn't have mazikim, whatever they are, but you don't want them coming in the house, that's for sure. So that's why you say Krishna Manamita for Shmira. So therefore, it seems to taste of Shver, you're not singing for Kavan of Krishna, you're singing for mazikim. So you can't be yoked with that. So the eight is to have Kavan for both. Okay. But the other problem all the Rishonim ask is, what about Birchas Krishna? Krishna is not just on its own. Krishna always comes to the brachas, whether it's in shacharis, whether it's in marib, it comes together with the brachas. In fact, even though most brachas we paskin, sofuk brachas lahakel, that means if you've got a sofuk whether you need to make a bracha or not, we go to kula. But when it comes to Krishna, the Rambam paskins over here is different. Sofuk brachas lahakel. And you've got to make a sofuk, you've got to say brachas Krishna. Why? So the Kesef Mishnah says that it's a period of brachas. The Kesef Mishnah brings all other brachas, you've got the mitzvah, or whatever you're going to do, the achila, and you've got to make a bracha. Here, Chazal or Masakan, I'm going to say Nusr. Chazal, you've got to say Krishma Brochus thing. You've got to say Krishma with Brochus. It's the Tzura, it's the framework that Krishma is going to be said in a framework of Brochus. It's not Stam, you're making a Brocha on Krishma. No. The way Chazal wanted you to say Krishma was with two Brochus beforehand, a Brocha afterwards. The takana of Krishma was say Krishma Brochus thing. Say Krishma with Brochus, together with Brochus. So all the Rishonim ask that, and we're talking about Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ritva, all the Rishonim, right at the beginning of Brochus, they all ask this question. That's very nice, you can say Krishma again. And maybe Minat Torah, you'll be Yaitu Krishma now without the Brochus. But you're missing out on Chazal's takana to Zogun Krishma Brochus, to say Krishma with his Brochus. You're not singing the right Surah. So there was one of the Ga'inim, you see from here that it was the minig of the Ga'inim also to Dabba Ma'arav Ali. One of the Ga'inim was called Rabbeinu Amram Goyim. Rabbeinu Amram Goyim. And the Rosh, Rabbi Yehuda, bring down there. Amram Goyim said an unbelievable chiddush. He says, you Dabba Ma'arav, you come home, and when you say Krishna again, you make a special bracha. It goes like this. Baruch atah Hashem, lekinu malachim no? Asher kidisholim yitzoy zov yitzionu, likroi es hashma. And you make that bracha, likroi es hashma, say the Rabbeinu Amram. Going on the Ga'inim. Likroi es hashma. You make your bracha, likroi es hashma, and then you say shma. With that, you said Krishma bracha stick. And Rabbeinu Yehuda says, what are you talking about? You can't make up your own brachas. Lai matzinu brachas, ooh, lai bababi, lai bashalmi. Let the stars out bracha, you can't make up a new bracha. So most Rishonim say, you know what? The drabbanon of Krishma bracha stick, you're going to with Ma'arav. You already said your Krishma bracha stick. Ah, you weren't going to Krishma then, but you said Krishma bracha stick. So you're going to a drabbanon of Krishma bracha stick. Now, when you're getting home, you're anyway just doing the deraisa. Because you've already said Krishma. So, okay, so you say without the brachas. That's the halacha that we say Krishma without the brachas. When we get home, you just say Krishma again, you say it without the brachas. There is one more shitta, which is a beautiful chiddush of Rabbeinu Yehuda himself. So he doesn't let Rabbeinu Amram to say this new bracha of Likrei Sashma. So he says, you know what you do? You just say Avas Olam again. As though Rabbeinu Yehuda, you come home, you say the nusach of Avas Olam of Ma'arev, and then you say Shema. And then you said Krishma brachas stick. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, I am Ma'arev Bracha Vatala. What do you mean? You already said Shema and Ma'arev. You can't just say Avas Olam out of the blue. He says, no. So Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's one of the first Rabbeinu Yehuda's in brachas. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, you know what? If you're not sure whether you've said Brichas HaTorah on a normal day, you wake up, didn't I say Brichas HaTorah? You've got to say Brichas HaTorah. The halacha is, you can be Yaitza with Avas Olam. You can Yaitza with Abba Rabba, or whatever you call it, Ashkenaz, this is what called Abba Rabba, Ashkenaz, Abba Rabba. You can Yaitza with that. You can Yaitza Brichas HaTorah with Avas Olam. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, says anyway you can be Yaitza Brichas HaTorah with Avas Olam. Therefore, it doesn't matter to say Avas Olam before Krishna by
marriage.
Oh, the question is here is the bracha. Yeah, you said Brichas HaTorah already. Here's the bracha of Atala. What's Rabbeinu Yehuda saying? He's taking a reason to get it. You know what? You get home, say Avas Olam Avtanu. Well, what the marriage one is? No, Avas Olam. Basically, I'm Chavto. You say Avda Bisham. I'm Chavto. Torah Mitzvah is Gansa Bracha, and you say Krishna. Why? Because of Kiyayi's Brichas HaTorah. But here, you've already said Brichas HaTorah in the morning. You've already done a Ma'arav and said Avas Olam. What are you doing? Why are you saying Avas Olam again? What's it mean? Why is my Brichas HaTorah? So there's a beautiful Mahalach in Rabbeinu Yehuda, which is a very, very big Chiddush. It goes like this. When you say Krishma every day, morning and evening, the truth is, there's two things going on. Tzvei Dinin. You're saying the words of Torah, because Krishma is Torah, it's a parasha in the Torah. But you're also saying Tefillah, it's Chazal, or actually in the Torah, is part of a Nusach of Davening. So you're learning Torah, and in fact, the Gemara says that when you're learning Torah, and you come to Krishma, come on, Bracha Gimel, and you say, if you're Mechama Libba Yoyogitza, even though you're learning Torah, you can, it's both, it's Torah and Tefillah. Very interesting thing, it's Torah and Tefillah.
Not Tefillah,
but Tefillah. The Beis Yosef calls it Tefillah and Sachanunim. You're saying it as part of Tefillah. It's part of Tefillah. It's the point is like this. The way you're saying it is b'toyas tefillah b'tachanun. It doesn't mean that you're actually davening for something. It's part of the surah, it's the build up to get to Shemona Esra. It's part of the surah of your davening. You're doing it that your tefillah should be oyla l'ratzon. It's part of the surah of tefillah. There's both. There's Torah and tefillah. The Shagaz Arya in Simon Aleph. It's funny. Hilchos Krishna is always the beginning. Beginning of brachas, the first couple of small Shagaz Arya, being in the Rambam. It's always Krishna's at the beginning because it's the Yesodos. So the Shagaz Arya, the first Simon of Shagaz Arya, Simon Aleph, says like this. He says that b'shoch b'cha of kumecha, which we learn Krishna from, the pasuk is really going on Torah. We did baritabam. It's about learning Torah. It's not telling you, the Pasuk is not really talking about saying Krishna. It's not the Shagaz Arya. The ikadin of b'shoch b'cha of kumecha, to be yoytze the raisa, is to say Torah b'shoch b'cha of kumecha. B'shoch b'cha when you go to sleep, of kumecha when you get up, learn some Torah. What Torah should you say? The Torah which you should say is Krishna. But the ikachiv is a chiv of Torah. The ikachiv is a chiv of Torah. Which Torah should one say to the Shagaz Arya? The Torah should be the Torah of Krishna. Oy bazoi. Lefi that we can already hear why Avas Olam is a Birchas HaTorah. Because Krishna is Torah. Torah needs a Birchas HaTorah. So therefore, Avas Olam is Avarab in the morning. Is the takana of Avas Olam is to say Birchas HaTorah, then Krishna. The question is, you already said Birchas Krishna. You already said Birchas HaTorah in the morning when you woke up. So why say Birchas HaTorah again? If Avas Olam is a Birchas HaTorah, then why, and that's why Rabbi Yonah is saying, say it again now, because it needs a Birchas HaTorah. But you already said Birchas HaTorah in the morning. I never. So if you learn Torah now, you won't need another Birchas HaTorah. So why do you need Avas Olam for Birchas HaTorah? Every time a person gets an aliyah. So you gotta say, Bachshon, we call him here. I said this word this morning already. Why am I saying Birchas HaTorah again? Zot the tool, and the Shittim Kibetz in the Dorian Pehe says, more, elaborates more on this point, that Torah needs a bracha. A chashan of Torah, that means Torah which is specialized, Torah which is unique, needs its own bracha. So you got an aliyah, there's something special about that Torah. It's petzibur, it's berabim, you get to mitzvah kriyas Torah, it's a special Torah. So you're not covered by the bracha Torah in the morning. Therefore you have to make another bracha Torah now. So we can compare that idea to over here as well. You said bracha Torah in the morning, but Krishna has a special Torah. It's a Torah of Malchus Shemayim. It's a Torah which has got the speciality which Chazal made a part of Tefillah. So since it's a special Torah, it needs its own Birchas HaTorah. Therefore, Avas Olam and Avar Rabba is a Birchas HaTorah. It's not pshat. You can't be yoked to Birchas HaTorah with Avar Rabba, and you can't be yoked to Avas Olam with Avar Rabba. No, it is a Birchas HaTorah on the Torah of Krishna. So Rabbeinu Yonah, it's true you've already said Avas Olam by marriage. Pardon?
You've seen the evening again after it's next day already.
No, but then you only count it. It's interesting because Birchas HaTorah, it's counted when you go to sleep. Rabbi Kenega says that you have to.
Yeah, but that's to do with
the Birchas HaTorah. It does, your Birchas HaTorah works for the morning till 3 in the morning. Keep learning, it carries through. So, Rabbi Kenega, you've said, Maharaj, you come and say Krishna, you're about to say Krishna again. So now you've got a problem. Chazal wanted Krishna to be the brother, but what brother did Chazal want? What's the stam of bracha? Shaykh Shon Likres Hashemala Ibn Amram. No, it was the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Zot Rabbeinu Yonah, say Avas Olam. And Avas Olam is the Birchas HaTorah of Krishna. And with that, Yoytza. So I told this over to someone, and he told me, just a beautiful diuk. In the nusach of Avas Olam, say, B'shoch Veinu, Uv Kumeinu, Nasiyash Bukhukecha. That's the translated word. B'shoch Veinu, when we go to sleep, Uv Kumeinu, when we get up, Nasiyash Bukhukecha, which means we will schmooze about Yechukim, we'll learn Torah. So the bracha of Avas Olam is b'shachvenu uvkameinu nosiach b'chukecha. But that, where the word b'shachvenu uvkameinu come from? B'shach b'cha uvkumecha. So it's going on Torah, b'shachvenu uvkameinu nosiach b'chukecha. It's borrowed from the lashon of the pasuk of Krishna, of b'shach b'cha uvkumecha. And we're saying it before we say Krishna. So what do we see here? That the nusach of the bracha of Avas Olam is a birchas HaTorah tikkun nusach based on the pasuk of the chiv, say Krishna. What does that tell us? It's a Birchas HaTorah for Krishna. I saw in three different Rishonim on the Hagadah of Pesach, the Pirush of the Tosfos read, or read Ishaya, in the Pirush of the Shmuel Aleket, and a Pirush called Pirush Kadmon, it could be anyone, we didn't have a name for it, called the Pirush Kadmon. The three Rishonim on the Hagadah of Pesach, when we say Baruch Hamach and Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosan Torah L'Am Yisrael, Baruch Hu. It's a bit random how that lands in the middle of the Haggadah. It's like, just after we say the about Rosh Nazaria, and then we have to say about Chochem and the Rosh, and then suddenly say Baruch Hamach and Baruch Hu. How did that land here? Say there's three Rishonim, that you know what it is? It's a Birchas HaTorah. That's Baruch Shenosan Torah L'Amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. Baruch, it's Lashon Birchas HaTorah. Why is it Birchas HaTorah? So I'm going to do Rishonim, because you're about to start dajling the Pesukim of the Haggadah of Pesach. Therefore, you should say Birchas HaTorah. So Chazal said, put in there a nusach of Birchas HaTorah, Baruch Shenosan Torah L'Amo Yisrael Baruch Hu.
Without
Hashem Malchus. Interesting.
You don't need to.
You don't need to. You already said Birchas HaTorah in the morning. What's going on over here? It's the terrors. Rambam says that what's the Mitzvah has been trying to dash in the Pesukim, Torah. It's not just story time. It's not story time. It's to learn the Pesukim of the Torah. Therefore, you've got a special Limud HaTorah, like Kriyas HaTorah and Shul is a special Limud HaTorah, like saying Krishna is a special Limud HaTorah. When you have a special Limud HaTorah, something which is unique about this Torah in its own right, it deserves its own bracha, Birchas HaTorah.
Why is it special?
Because Sipish and Mitzrayim. No, Sipish and Mitzrayim. The drushes of the Pesukim, which is the main part of Sipish and Mitzrayim, is so special, it gets its own bracha. It could be because it's maybe a bit dodgy that it's so special that I'm sacking it without Hashem and Malchus. That's why you just say Baruch Shanasan Torah Mitzrayim. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Melechilam Shanasan Torah Mitzrayim. But at the end of the day, it's a Birchas HaTorah on that unique Torah of Sippur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. I found one more Maramachim about this, that a unique Torah needs its own bracha. And the fact that there could be different nuschos of bracha of Birchas HaTorah. We're used to just the regular bracha of Birchas HaTorah. But now we've got normal Birchas HaTorah, which we say every day. Then we've had now, Adas Olam is a Birchas HaTorah called Rabbi Yonah. And we've got Baruch HaMach and Baruch Hu on Seder night is a Birchas HaTorah. I found another one, the Machzeh Victory. Before Shavuos, before the altar of Shavuos, the Machzeh Victory in his when he goes through the Seder of what you're meant to do by davening on Shavuos, got bring down a very interesting minute. They used to lay the Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos even after they long stopped laying the Targum. They used to lay the parsha of Aseret Dibros. After each one of Aseret Dibros, you used to say Piyutim in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So he said it's not a hefsuk. And he said that Akdamas is really a Hakdama to say all those Piyutim. That's where it comes from, Akdamas. And that's why some people used to say Akdamas after the first bracha, because it was part of the Kriyas HaTorah. So he brings down all these beautiful Piyutim, which are today extinct. Nobody says them. Don't think anyone says them. The Machzeh Victory is Piyutim in the middle of Aseret Dibros. And then he said, when the Oyla goes to the Torah, he says a different bracha of Birchas HaTorah than normal. Normally he says Shebacha Banu. He says a whole nusach of bracha, Shebacha b'Yisrael, u'boicher ba oisei chukaisel, a whole fancy nusach of bracha which the Oyla of the Torah says. So a whole different bracha? Where did he get this bracha from? So I did a little search on my computer. Where does this bracha come from? Put in the nusach of the bracha. And you know where it comes from? It comes from a Medrash Rabbi Pasha Zaysa Bracha. And the Medrash there says that Moshe Rabbeinu, because you're all on the morrow, has to say Birchas HaTorah. Because he was about to learn Torah. He didn't learn Torah for one day, he learned Torah for 40 days. I guess he said one Birchas HaTorah and learned solid 40 days, didn't go to sleep in the middle, so there's no Chib saying new Birchas HaTorah. So he said this Birchas HaTorah lasted him for the whole Torah. And it says, Eza Bracha Birch Moshe, because you're all on the morrow. And it says this whole Nusach. This whole nusach, which the Master of Victory brings down, that you're meant to say for the Aliyah of the Aseret Dibros, that's the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu said when he went up the morrow to get the Torah. So what do we see over here? That the Kriyas HaTorah of Aseret Dibros is not stam a Kriyas HaTorah like the rest of the year. It's a unique, special Kriyas HaTorah. It's a Maimon Har Sinai. every unique Torah leads its own bracha. Like Krishma leads its own bracha. Like we said, every Krishna Torah leads its own bracha. Like Hagadosh HaPesach needs its own bracha, like we said. So that the Aliyah of Torah says the difference also needs a special bracha. So what appropriate bracha do we say? The bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu himself said when he went up Lamarim to get the Torah. So here again we see that special, when we do a Torah which is extra special, it's got its own uniqueness, it gets its own bracha. So that's how we explain Rabbeinu Yaina.
Google, sir.
Pardon?
Google, sir.
Well, yeah, yeah. So that's where, here again we see this idea. So, what about Mikra Bikur? Would Mikra Bikur need a bracha? That's a very interesting question. We can Google that as well. That's a very good question. I just want to end with a little tiny, just on the subject of Ava Solem and Ava Rabba, just end with a tiny little word that I saw from the Vilna Gaon. It says, Ava Rabba Avtonu Hashem Elokeinu. The Baruch Hashem has given us a tremendous amount of love. Chemla, Gedoyla, Viseiro, Chamal Toleinu. I don't think anywhere in Davening do we ever have such a shame about how much Hashem loves us. So what's this double lotion? Ava Rabba Hashem Elokeinu. Ava Rabba Avtonu Hashem Elokeinu. And then, Chemla, Gedoyla, Viseiro, Chamal Toleinu. Masterful. I don't have chance with the Gedoyla, Viseiro, an extra Chamal Toleinu. Says the Vilna Gaon like this. Klal Yisrael went through two tkufas, before the chet of the eagle and after the chet of the eagle. Before the chet of the eagle, Klal Yisrael were on a high. They got given the Torah, everything was great. And then they failed and they served the eagle, biggest tragedy in the history of Klal Yisrael, and the Baruch was very, very angry with them. But they did shuvah. Says the Vilna Gaon, Abba Rabba Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu, that's before the chet of the eagle. The Baruch Hashem loved us, beautiful. But then we sinned. The Baruch Hashem has to come now with Chemla, Gedoyla, Viseira, Chamalta Aleinu, much, much, much more love, in order to say, yes, you've sinned, yes, you've failed, but you'll still make it. You'll still be alright. People ask, why does it say, in the Nusach of the Baruch Hashem, Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu, why does it say, at the end, the Nusach is done for Yeshua. Can't remember the Nusach now. Just before that, whatever it is. Nagila v'nitzchab Yeshua Secha. Spot on. Nagila v'nitzchab Yeshua Secha. Why did how did Yeshua come in to a bracha about tefillah? The teretz is that the whole Ava Rabba is the biggest Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. We failed. We served the Egel. The Rebbe says, "I'll still give you the Torah. I'll still give you. I still love you." And therefore, Rebbe Shalom give us a kaiach to learn Torah even after the Egel. And therefore, we end up saying, Taka, that we should all be Zeicha to Yeshua. We should all be Taka Zeicha to the ultimate Yeshua of the Pias Gosset and Meherbe Amin Amin. Yeah.